As the London 2012 flames fade, all eyes are now on the Paralympics at Stratford, and all the signs are that London will once again produce a showstopper. Getting the show on the road, literally, is Kent councillor Mike Bishop and Kent's Paralympic Roadshow.
Where we're really lucky here today, and it's part of the activities that are on board the bus, we are enabling people to actually have a go on some types of wheelchairs. So here today we've got an athletics chair, we've got a tennis chair and a basketball chair, which means that young people and adults can have a go in those chairs. So again, when they're sitting watching the Paralympics, they can say, I had a go on one of those chairs, I know how difficult it is to wheel along in a chair and try and bounce a basketball at the same time.
I think first and foremost we just want as many people as possible to come along, old, young, disabled, non-disabled, and really just experience the road show, the sports that are on offer over the 2 week period, and be just totally turned on by the Paralympics.
Fintan, tell us a bit about what you've been doing up here today at the Paralympic Roadshow.
Well, we've been riding Paralympic bikes.
How has this made you feel about the Paralympics? Are you excited now?
Yeah, I'm really excited about going to watch it. Going to watch the wheelchair rugby and the swimming.
Is there anything else you've learned since you've been up here?
How to ride Paralympic bikes.
I think one of the things that's going to be interesting out of London 2012 for both the Olympics and the Paralympics is the public interest in maybe some of the more minority, the unusual sports. So for the Paralympics, I think it's going to be things like wheelchair rugby that not a lot of people have seen before, goalball, boccia, some of those sports that aren't so well known, but actually once people see them with their own eyes, they can appreciate just the complexity.
With just over a fortnight to go, it's all aboard here at the Cycler Park in Gravesend as we count down to the start of London 2012's Paralympics.
We want to make sure that everyone who comes on this bus is enthused and excited as we are about the Paralympics.